Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all.
Oh, yeah. What only thing I can really say is rock solid. To continue, rock solid. And I stand that rock solid is definitely elite. As for Between the Ropes Radio, Monday night, on this Monday night, December 9th, 2019, your boy Ty Ashbury. When I think about a talented wrestler who's rock solid, but is becoming huge rock solid in pro wrestling, an elite athlete from the center of wrestling Canada, my live guest, the beautiful elite athlete, pro wrestler, Nova. Miss Nova, how are you?
I'm great, Ty. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute honor. I hope there wasn't too many elites in the opening, but that's who you are, so I figured I had to take it up a notch.
No, thank you very much. That was an awesome greeting.
Anytime. Actually, I really want to talk before we actually went on the air. Of course, I mentioned that I'm in the Philadelphia area. You are in Canada, of course. We talked about like football teams. So, of course, me being a Niners fan, we all know who's your NFL team.
So I'm not. I don't watch NFL too religiously. I don't have much time for television. I watched it last night. I did watch the 49ers last night. If I were to pick a team, I guess it would be the Eagles. But other than high school football, I've played myself. I'm a huge UFC and wrestling fan. Those are my two biggest sports followings right now.
Well, you know, Miss Nova, you just hit the nail right on the head that, of course, can't beat high school football. And, of course, you said in which you are a wrestling fan, you are a wrestler, and you're a fan of the business. And that's why we're here on Between the Ropes Radio. And this is what we do here on the show. We talk about wrestling, and that's what you do. So if you are ready to have an elite interview, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Actually, now you talked about – actually, it's really all falls into place you talked about. I know you're really busy traveling, you know, doing what you have to do to be the best at what you do. And now you actually being busy, like, you know, how is it with you, like, outside of being busy, what's one positive thing, like, that keeps your mind going to keep you going outside of the busy life? Like, one positive thing that just says, you know what, I know my life's busy, but, this is pretty positive outside of that.
I would have to say that work-life balance is extremely crucial when you're trying to balance a busy lifestyle. Self-care is very important, and that's where me time comes in. I don't have much of it, and if I do spend it, it's either, you know, on a Sunday night by myself watching football, meal prepping, or it could just be every day in the gym and just taking that 1 hour to myself. And just focusing on myself and my own, reflections and self-improvements. So I think that work-life balance is extremely important. And, you know, even taking the odd Wednesday night to go out for dinner or something with an old friend you haven't seen, you really need to just balance both of them out for mental wellness purposes.
Yeah, and like you said, you can't beat going out with a friend, having dinner, just chilling back and kicking back about the old times. But you said too, and I'm sure people listening live can relate to that, life is all about balance, work, and of course for you being a wrestler, which I know is really hard in what you guys do. But yeah, I mean, it seems like you're doing a great job in balancing out what you do.
Yeah, I mean, you can easily get lost in the life. And I, of course, work another job outside of wrestling. So I'm not only having a Monday to Friday job, I'm also having to go to wrestling training in the evenings immediately thereafter. I get home at 11 o'clock at night, right? And then I have to do it all over again the next day. On the weekends, I can either not be booked for a show, and I'll go to a show anyway and help set up, or I am on the show. So it's super easy to get lost in work, and I find it extremely important to be able to dedicate that work-life balance.
And I got to say, the fact that, and like I said to everybody, that's why this lady is definitely elite. When she's not wrestling, she goes to the shows and helps out anyway. I mean, I don't think I've heard many, you know, people do that, but, I mean, that's some damn dedication right there.
Thank you.
Now, you talked about, of course, meal prep and everything, you know, cooking and everything. Now, not giving, like, too much away, have you came up, like, with the recipe where it kind of, like, surprised you and you're like, damn, like, this is pretty damn good. You know, I mean, not giving away too much, but that happens to all of us when they cook something and out of the blue, damn, it's pretty good.
So I absolutely not only hate cooking, but I don't find myself very good at it. The only way that I can actually prepare a decent meal is if I were to follow a recipe from start to finish, which I think is way too time consuming for me. I also listen to my body and see what makes my body feel good and what works for me. And meat and vegetables and maybe a little bit of carbs on the side do help my fitness levels and my energy levels during the day. So I'm honestly just using an Instapot right now, which is totally, you know, thoughtless. You can just throw it all in an Instapot, whether it's frozen or thawed out, and just throw it in for 20 minutes and your meal's done. And then I can just pour it out into containers for the week and boom, done.
Boom, done. Just like boom to the point, done. Simple as can be. And Miss Nova,
exactly.
Speaking of which, speaking of your fitness level, girl, we got to talk about your fitness level later on because the video, and we'll talk about me and her. We're going to discuss that on the show. Your fitness level with
sure.
The video that I've seen, badass, insane. We'll talk about it later on the show. But now, of course, Miss Nova, you and Between the Ropes Radio, of course, and Elite. Combination. Now, everybody listening live right now, why should you tell them that, hey, you guys better be listening to the show right now? What would you tell fans and listeners right now?
What would I tell fans and listeners right now to listen into our show?
Yep.
I would say that, you know, I'm Nova. I'm the elite athlete. I'm up and coming, and everyone should watch out for me.
Hey, and that's the reason why. Like I said, whatever you're doing right now, you're cooking, getting ready for the Eagles, which we all know. I'm not a fan of the Eagles, boo. I'm going to take some heat for that. But getting ready for the Eagles game, of course, before you prep for the game. Another Eagles fan I'm talking to, pro wrestler Nova, pick up your phone, whatever. Listen to Between the Ropes Radio right now. Now, Miss Nova, I call this little piece I came up with, of course, three for me, meaning your boy Ty Asbury. Three things that made you want to become a pro wrestler?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess first would be my drive. I would have to say that what's good enough for most people in life isn't good enough for me. So I don't like to settle, and which kind of leads into my second drive, basically, to get into wrestling, and that's my job in emergency services. So, I mean, I see people's lives change every single day, and, you know, I'm really aware that, you know, what's present is so important. You know, your life now is so important. Tomorrow is never promised, and because I am a person who has a lot of drive, I don't want to just do this job for the rest of my life. I want more, and I want to accomplish the things that are on my bucket list. I want to do the things that people always say, oh, I wish I could do that, or, you know, maybe one day I'll do this. Well, you know what? Like, people are dying of cancer every single day. People are on their deathbeds. You know, people are crossing the center lines on the highway now with texting and driving skyrocketing. So do it now. And thirdly, it's just basically my love for wrestling. I've watched it on TV growing up, and it's always something that's been in the back of my mind. It's just not something I felt I was capable of doing because I didn't have the proper resources in my hometown. It's a very small hometown, and there's no ring there. There's nowhere for me to get started. So I didn't see myself even doing it. It's just literally one night in the gym, I just thought to myself, you know what, like, I don't want to settle on life. I want to just accomplish the things that I've always wanted to do, and tomorrow's never promised, so let's do it.
You know, if you take a step back out of your shoes, well, yeah, pretty much, I guess I could say that, and you can look at the big picture about you. I believe professional wrestlers, you guys give back, meaning you give back to the fans because you're giving the fans what they want to see. I mean, a credible show, athleticism, like I said, just a good show, and that's what you do. But also outside of the ring, and your craft and what you do, you know, services, helping out people, you know, just pretty much being there for people, you know, from a, you know, living standpoint, your whole life revolves around giving back to people, you know, outside of the ring and in the ring. And I think that's, like, pretty awesome.
Thank you.
And outside of course, like you said too, I mean, it's the same as all of us. We're all wrestling fans, and you get bit by that wrestling bug where you say you want to do this. And one thing you said that sometimes you even question if you can do it, but the thing is though, you're doing it. And there's probably what 10 people who want to be a wrestler, maybe 2 out of 10 may make it. So I mean, you're blessed that you're here. You made it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also super fortunate in the fact, though, that, like, getting enrolled in wrestling isn't easy, and it honestly takes a lot of time, not only personal time out of your, you know, your friends and family and your home life, but it takes a lot of time on the highway. You know, you're dedicating lots of kilometers and lots of money, of your own money. So a lot of people, I feel, can't get started because financially it's too draining. And so I'm super humble, and I'm super thankful that I have been, you know, I'm secure with a career right now that does allow me to financially compensate everything that I've been doing in the last year, because if I didn't have a good job, I don't even know if I would be here right now, honestly.
Exactly.
So I feel for the people that want to get into wrestling and just can't, because it is a reality. I mean, it's extremely expensive, and you get very little in return.
Exactly. And like you said, how you got to pay for travel up and down the road, you know, thousands of miles in the car, and, you know, you have to split the cost. I mean, you may have a tag match coming up in one town, and your tag team partner, you and your partner have to split all the costs of gas and food and just to travel to the next town, which may take countless of hours to get there. And that's where, like, everybody listening live, that's what Miss Nova is talking about. It is definitely, it could be a grind, but, and like she said, it can be hard to break into when you don't have the finances. So, like, I guess what you're trying to say to the listeners is that you have to have that job to pretty much get you started from the financial standpoint.
Yeah, if I can offer any advice, just because, like, I'm still in that position. I'm still totally new to wrestling. I started basically in January of 2018. I'm not even a year in yet. Or sorry, I'm a little over a year now, but, like, with regards to my matches and everything. But, like, since day one of training and everything, I would honestly just say to people who want to get involved in wrestling, to start putting aside money and try and obtain a vehicle, because you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, whether it's with other people or you're just alone. I did most of my traveling alone up until this date, just because where I'm from up north in Ontario, Canada, there's nobody else that wrestles out my way. So I'm finding myself alone a lot and traveling by myself. So I think a job and a vehicle is extremely important if this is something that you want to get into.
And so, now, Miss Nova, of course, the big thing about being a wrestler is how you present yourself, the look, your character, and I think that's a big thing that really draws fans in. Now, I noticed with your look, you got the pink and black thing rocking, and is that much of a thing from the, we all know the famous in wrestling in Canada, the Hart family. Did you take a piece out of their book and doing the whole pink and black thing for your character in the ring?
No, not at all. And I can't even compare to the Hart family at this point. Pink and black was just, I'm thinking locally right now as an independent wrestler. And I haven't really seen many females out there that have these colors. And I've always liked pink and black. I think it pops. I think it attracts the eye. And that's the whole reason behind, you know, becoming Nova and trying to get out there and putting my name out there. I want to attract as many people as I can to look at me. So I feel that the colors I specifically chose were more for the independent scene. And hopefully, you know, it goes outside of that, but it has in no way any association to the Hart family.
Well, I think as far as I know what you're doing now, and you're putting in the work and you're working hard. I think one day, I know you'll get there. You will be, your name will definitely circle around Canada and people, they'll start talking. And I think you're doing the best thing to do that. Get yourself out there traveling, you know, getting many shows as you can in Canada. And I think you're going about it the right way.
Thank you.
But I do like you got the hat going on, and I think, and incorporated with the pink and black, I think you got the look where, you know, fans, we can wear hats to your matches. We can take our hats off and swing them when you come out, and we're just like, hey, get it. You know, something like that, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I wear trucker hats outside of wrestling. It's just who I am. It's just comfortable for me, and I thought it would be a nice touch to my look.
And speaking of which, I mean, we're definitely talking about Elite, putting in the hard work, just cherishing life, as Miss Nova talked about it, because we all know tomorrow is never promised. But one thing that is definitely promising, and that is, of course, this episode of Between the Ropes Radio with my live guest tonight, of course, from Rock Solid Wrestling, the one and only Elite Athlete, of course, talking about pro wrestler Nova. And, of course, you want to call in live and talk to her. The number is 516-666-9868 here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, Miss Nova, of course, the one thing that really stuck out about when I was doing my research before we were getting the show together, you've actually experienced the one and only WWE Performance Center. And when you were there, put in the work, as we all know, what's something that's so solid that you learned that had you saying, man, I didn't think about it that way in terms of wrestling? Like, it really touched you because it's like, man, that's something really new that I thought I knew before but didn't. What's the one thing that you took from that experience?
Yeah, so I ended up going to the WWE Performance Center for tryouts April 10th to 13th, 2019. And during that time, they put me through a massive series of basically fitness tests and lots of wrestling fundamental training, where they would give us commands and then we have to fulfill that. And you know, there would be a leader in each ring. There was a couple rings there. For example, Matt Bloom, better known as Prince Albert. And then there's typically an NXT star who is assisting him in that ring. For example, Casey Catanzaro with a clipboard, and she's marking everything down. So when it came to providing commands and providing orders and executing those moves, I think the one thing that I took from the tryouts is just how much fitness is required in order to compete at that level. And I feel like I was at that level. I was able to execute everything, no problem. But there were times where your body and your mind are definitely fighting. And it's definitely mind over matter, and you really have to just push through. So I got to know myself extremely well during that time in April of 2019, and I'm extremely happy with what I brought back to Sudbury, Ontario.
Well, definitely from myself, and I'm sure everybody listening live to the show, we definitely want to give you big props for that round of applause, because I think when anybody reaches the level at being at the WWE Performance Center, that's a big accomplishment. I think that's the start of something good. So definitely much respects to you for that. Very, very proud here on Between the Ropes Radio for you of that.
Thank you.
Now, we talked about this at the top of the show, Ms. Nova, is that I saw the video on your Instagram. You working out, you pulled a freaking truck. I was just like Chris Tucker style. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's not my best Chris Tucker, damn. But now, when you do that, like the first time you did that, were you like, oh my god, I'm about to like do this? But or were you like, piece of cake, I got this?
Well, I'm actually pulling my vehicle, and it is the one I'm sitting in right now. And that video was taken the very first attempt. So I never tried it beforehand just to see if I can do it. I just got to filming, and I said, okay, shoot, and let's go. And I just gave it my all.
Now, like I said, if this lady can pull her own truck, I mean, come on, everybody. We know now, definitely, this lady is definitely elite. Because for me, the only thing I can pull, honestly, I can't pull my own car. But the only thing I could probably pull is, after doing one of my marathons, is a pizza up on the table. So that's how I roll. But I thought that was absolutely amazing. I'm just like, yeah, she's pretty damn legit.
Thank you. Well, like I said, what's good enough for most people usually isn't good enough for me. I'm always striving to improve, and I'm always striving to compete and push my fitness levels to its max. And just randomly that week, I thought that would be a good idea. I think it would be great for strength training, so I just decided to do it.
Absolutely. Now, Ms. Nova, we're at this time of the show where you got to put the thinking cap on. This is out of nowhere question, and boom, you're going to be hearing
Hollywood.
It pretty much.
Hollywood? We talking about Hollywood, Matt?
We are actually at the Hollywood segment of the show, which means I'm going to ask you a question like regarding Hollywood. So if you're ready for the question, you ready for it?
I'm not too sure what to expect, but I hope I can answer. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay. The question is, come up with a line in a movie based on you. You have the bad guy beat saying your word, elite, in it. A line that just comes to the top of your head where your bad guy, you beat him up, they're down and out. What line would you use using the word elite?
So I just add elite to it?
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
I'll be back. But I have
hey,
to put a lead in that
works,
somehow.
Or you'd say,
I probably
I'm
have
elite.
To add in. Yeah, I'm elite. I'll be back.
I'm elite. I'll be back. Is that Arnold? Now, everybody, I'm getting old. So is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? I think it is. Yeah. No disrespect to you, Arnold. So, but yeah, hey, that worked. So that's like I said, well, between those three, we go a little Hollywood.
Works, I mean, it sort of works.
Now, of course, Ms. Nova, we are actually coming up to a close on this elite episode of Between the Ropes Radio. It's been a pleasure having you on. So before we close the show, I definitely want to say huge props on your 40 Under 40 award. Definitely want to congratulate
you
on that. I saw it on your Facebook. Absolutely incredible. for that, that you achieved that. You're, like I said, you're all about business in the ring and business outside the ring. So congratulations to that.
Thank you very much. It was such a surprise and a huge honor to accept that award. As a young entrepreneur and young professional in the community of Greater Sudbury, Ontario. So I'm extremely proud to be representing the North and just being a leader of tomorrow.
And you're definitely handling your business in a definitely an elite way, and you're definitely going to get there. You're going to continue to handle your business and do great things for the community as well as inside of the ring. Now, definitely got to end out and say, Miss Nova, January 1st and 11th will be elite. Can you tell everybody listening live why that is?
Yeah, so January 1st and 11th, it'll be 2020, the year 2020. I have two upcoming shows. So on New Year's Day, I will be making my debut with Death Proof Fight Club in Etobicoke, Ontario. And then on January 11th, I will be making my second appearance at Revolution in Mississauga, Ontario, at Santino Morella's gym in Mississauga, Ontario. I'll be in the main event against Rebel and Casey Spinelli, and I will be teaming up with my good friend Violet Lee, who I have trained with at Tyson Duke's Wrestling Factory. So I'm very excited for that event.
Ladies and gentlemen, you wonder why this lady is busy, but she's busy in a good way, kicking butt in the ring, being elite. As we all know, she is the one and only from Rock Solid Wrestling, the one and only pro wrestler, Nova. And Miss Nova, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because you got training after this, for being on with your boy Ty Asbury on Between the Ropes Radio. And last question, the last question before we sign off on the show. You coming back on the show, will you be back?
Can you ask that question again? I didn't hear you, sorry.
The last question is, of course, you want to come back on Between the Ropes Radio in the future. As we talked about some Arnold Schwarzenegger, will you ever come back?
The elite athlete will be back.
You heard her first, Miss Nova. Biggest thing of all, be safe at training tonight. Good luck in 2020. And you're always welcome back on Between the Ropes Radio. God bless and have a great night.
Thank you very much. And for anybody in Chicago, Illinois, this weekend I will be there at Warrior Wrestling on Friday night. And then I'll be making my way to Tennessee on Saturday night, and you can see me at Tap Wrestling. I'll just be there to watch and learn and make some good connections there.
It's all about making connections. Chi-Town, Pro Wrestling Nova is coming. Ms. Nova, you are the greatest. God bless.
Thank you, Between the Ropes Radio, for having me. Thanks, Ty.
You're welcome. Yo, this is your boy, Ty Asbury, and tonight was definitely an elite night here on Between Ropes Radio, because my live guest from Rock Solid Wrestling, the one and only elite athlete, pro wrestler Nova. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between Ropes Radio, and I'm out.
For all the news and incredible style, no other podcast is playing it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth to you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show, this what we know, to be the best in action in the shows. Between the ropes, radio show, between the ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we know, just to be in action in the shows. Between the ropes, radio show, yeah, let's take this between the ropes.